What's up, guys? This is Overcome, the Dwell Differently book podcast. We are so excited to be here with you. I'm your host, Vera Schmitz.
And I'm your other host, Natalie Abbott. Guys, we are talking about how to replace our negative thoughts with God's truth. And we're going to go through our book, every chapter, discussing why these verses matter and how they're impacting our lives. And we're so glad you're here with us.
Guys, we are so stinking excited for you to be reading this book, to be listening to this podcast, to be getting God's word into your heart and mind. Like, this is an actual dream for us, that we get to be on this journey with you to knowing God through his word. Let's go.
Can you tell we're pumped about this?
You're so pumped.
Yes. And so this is what we're going to do in this book, in case you haven't cracked it yet, but we are going to be memorizing 11 Bible verses. And instead of the things that we tend to tell ourselves that are sometimes really negative or despairing, we're going to replace those negative things with God's truth. What is true and beautiful and lovely, and what he says about us and what he says about his world and the hope that we can have in Jesus. So many good things. We are just so excited that you've decided to go on this journey with us and to memorize these Bible verses, because realistically, like, you don't have to listen to this podcast. You don't even have to read the book. But if you can just get those verse designs, like, get at the end of the first chapter, there's a QR code, and that'll give you all the verse designs that you could put on lock screens on your phone, on your computer. You can buy some companion resources if you want. We have these beautiful prints that will help you memorize these verses, because ultimately what we say about these verses might be helpful to you, but what really is powerful and what is life-changing is God's actual words.
That's right, Nat. We joke around about how, like, our words are maybe helpful, hopefully helpful. Our stories are hopefully helpful. But what a beautiful thing that we get to do, that we know that ultimately at the end of the day, we have given you God's word. And if we could give you one thing, it would be God's word, because God's word is the thing. It is the power in our lives to transform and to change. It is everything. If you were my best friend or somebody I had never met, which some of you I have never met, many of you, but if you were that person and you were struggling with anxiety, or you were struggling with lies about I'm unlovable, or you were overwhelmed with trouble, whatever your situation, and we've got 10 different ones in this book, whatever your situation, if I could give you one thing, it would be God's word. Because it is the power. It is the most powerful thing. So at the end of the day, like, yeah, Natalie and I wrote a book, but really God wrote the word. And that is the gift that we want to give to you, through the book, through the free lock screens and all of that, through the companion resources we created. It really, our heart is to give you the truth to change and transform your lives.
Amen, Vera. That's so true. And the reason that God's word is so important is because it is God himself speaking to us. It's how we know who he is. And when we memorize his word, it's the very thing that comes to us when we wake up in the middle of the night, or the thing that comes out of our mouth when we're speaking to a friend who needs a special encouragement. It's the thing that just keeps following us around and convicting us of things that maybe we're doing that we shouldn't be doing, or asking, encouraging us to do things that we should be doing to serve and love other people. That is the power of God's word, is that it changes us and transforms us into the likeness of our Savior Jesus. And it grows us in our relationship with him. That's why it's so, so, so good. So on this podcast, we are going to answer some of the questions at the end of every chapter of the book. So we're going to walk with you through the book, and we're going to answer the questions in our own words, and I hope that it'll be encouraging to you.
So, Natalie, I want to start by asking you a question. Was there ever a time in your life where you clung to a Bible verse or one of the promises in scripture that really just kind of became your lifeline?
Yeah, for sure. One time I can remember specifically was a time when I was just so busy. It was like I had that candle burning at both ends. I wasn't getting enough sleep. I would just, and there was no way out. Like I knew that eventually I would get to a place where it would get better, but the words of Jesus came to me, and it was something that I was just like, I have to memorize this verse. It's from Matthew 11:28. It says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." I needed that so desperately. I needed to hear that Jesus cares about me when I'm weary and when I'm burdened, and that I can give him my burdens, and I can come to him when I'm tired. And even when I haven't been as faithful maybe as I should be in meeting with him, like his arms are wide open and he's saying, come to me. I know you're tired. I know that you're heavy laden with some hard things right now, and I'm going to give you rest. And that was just like such an important verse for me. It's something that comes to my mind a lot when I'm busy or when I'm really tired, is this image of Jesus beckoning me to come to him and to give him both my tiredness and my burdens.
Mm-hmm. That's so good.
What about you, Vera?
Yeah, I have talked openly on or in the book, and then also just on our regular podcast and in some of our blogs and that kind of thing about struggling with anxiety. And I had a really, really hard year of that. And in my mind, I actually foolishly believed that once I kind of got out of that pit of really bad anxiety, I thought I conquered this thing. And
sorry, I don't mean now, to laugh.
I know, right?
That's terrible.
But like probably 6 months ago, I was just walking around the house and all of a sudden I just got boom hit with anxiety for no reason. Like I couldn't even point to a situation. It was just like it came over me. And I remember being like, no, not this again. And feeling so nervous that I was going to have anxiety the way I had had it before. And we had made this necklace in, at Dwell. We had launched this new beautiful necklace that was featuring actually the verse from the book that says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. It's 1 Peter 5:7. And I again, kind of in a prideful way had been wearing the necklace thinking like, well, I don't actually need this verse right now. Like, because right. I don't have anxiety. But in that moment, I remember reaching down and like holding on to this pendant and thinking, oh, what a truth. Like cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And just instead of like allowing the panic to overwhelm me, that panic of, am I going to that anxious place again? Mm-hmm. I just laid it at Jesus's feet. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And the lightness that I momentarily felt, because I will say this, you know, we are giving you these verses to kind of combat these negative thought patterns. But guys, we never are going to be completely victorious until Jesus returns. So that's one little tiny nugget of encouragement, because I think sometimes I can feel bad. Like I'm still struggling with this. This is like, I should be over this. Like I should be able to trust Jesus always. And the reality is we're human. And so anyway, in that moment, I just remember feeling a lightness, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you, and continuing to, every time I felt that ping of like, ooh, I'm nervous, I'm anxious, I would just say it back to myself. It's something that I say to myself quite regularly, which is probably why it's one of the featured verses in the book, is because it has been such an anchor for me in my times of anxiety. Mm.
Okay, Vera, quick before we end, here's another question in our book. What are your hopes for memorizing God's truth? What are your hopes for the people who are listening? What are your personal hopes? Mm-hmm. Like, why do we do this?
To me, it's like an arsenal. It's like, I want to have truth for every situation. The verses that I have memorized in my life, like Natalie was saying, they continue to come to the forefront of my mind in every situation. I had the privilege of being led by my now 4-year-old, but when he was 3, being led by my 3-year-old to memorize Psalm 23. He really wanted to do it because we have a kit at Dwell where you can memorize all of Psalm 23. It's for kids. And he was the one that kept bringing out the card and being like, mom, let's do Psalm 23. Can we read Psalm 23? And I memorized that alongside of him. And the gift of knowing those words are, it is like a treasure for our family now. We all know mm-hmm. it, our whole little family. We say it. Just the other day we were traveling on Sunday and because we weren't going to be able to go to church, we talked through Psalm 23 for like 20 minutes about what the verses mean and when are the times we felt like, even though I walked through the darkest valley, like what are your darkest valleys? So my hope for you in reading this and for myself in learning new verses all the time is to just build up an armor and a protection for my heart and for my mind so that mm-hmm. in every situation, I might have the words to connect with God. What about you, Natalie?
I would say much of the same thing. I would also say, you know, we live in a culture where we have so many things coming at us all the time. So many messages. We have constant images in our minds and our heads. We have all these, you know, apps and socials and television and movies and all of this stuff that we're constantly consuming. And we have very little space that we allow ourselves to be introspective. And I think when we memorize Bible verses, it forces us to be introspective. It forces us to consider what every little word in that verse means and mm-hmm. to really take them to heart and to create a different pattern in our lives of connecting with God more regularly throughout our day. I think sometimes, you know, we think, oh, well, I met with God. I read my Bible today, or I listened to this podcast that was a Christian podcast, or I went to church. But when you have God's word in your heart and in your mind, it's the very thing that will ground you and remind you of God's presence throughout your day in a way that is so significant and beautiful. And it's different. It's different mm-hmm. when it's in you than when it's on the page. It's different mm-hmm. than when it's in you than when you're hearing it from the pulpit. It's a completely mm-hmm. different experience because it's really you spending time hearing God speaking to you mm-hmm. directly through his word. And it's a really transformative thing. So that's really my hope for our listeners. Mm-hmm. My hope is that they would catch hold of God's word and really allow it to be a transformative thing in their lives.
Can I add one more thing?
Yeah.
Natalie always says that, like, when we have the Bible at our fingertips with the Bible app, which is amazing, and we can listen to it read to us through all sorts of really cool apps, and we have it physically in our hands because we live in a place, if you're listening and you're in the West, like, you are allowed to have a Bible. We don't have to memorize it. But let me promise you something. In the moments when you don't have it at your fingertips, to have it on the tip of your tongue because you have memorized it, to speak back to your own mind, speak back to your own emotions and to your own heart, it is bread. It is the thing that we need to eat. And so in the middle of the night, guys, when you are feeling overwhelmed and you wake up and you can't sleep, to not have to roll over and pull up the Bible app or whatever, but to just lay there and to start to speak truth over your own mind and heart, it is really food for our souls. Mm-hmm. That is our hope. That is the joy for why we wrote this book. And we cannot wait to be on this journey with you.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for joining me today, Vera. And thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back again and we'll be talking about our first verse that we're memorizing. And I can't wait to talk about it with y'all.
Let's do it, man.
Let's do it.